Tom Coons is an aeroecology pioneer. The Boston University biologist coined the term a few years ago to describe his work, which integrates atmospheric science, geography, ecology, computer science, computational biology, and engineering. Coons has put tiny transmitters on bats and birds and used special thermal imaging tools to track them. Now, taking a cue from weather forecasters, he's using radar.
The technology has improved to the extent that we can now see things that we couldn't see before. We can quantify things, and we're trying to bring together these two technologies. I mean, thermal imaging has a much shorter range than Doppler radar does, for example, but we can use thermal imaging to ground truth what we see in the air with radar.
Coons stumbled on the idea of using radar when he heard about radar stations in Texas that had mistakenly switched from the weather-only mode to the clear air channel. That signal includes what Coons calls bioscatter, bats, birds, and bugs. The operators were at first puzzled because they saw clouds on what was a clear night.
There was no expected clouds in the sky, and so they saw these clouds, and these clouds actually started emerging about dusk, and they spread out, and they spread out, and spread out, and then about midnight, they kind of came back again. And enough was known about the bats in this area that it was pretty clear that these were bats moving in and out of the caves over the night.
Coons learned that meteorologists routinely filter out the atmospheric biomass to make weather predictions. But Coons now regards biomass readings from America's 156 radar station network as a continent-wide link to a previously untapped trove of biological information.
From an integrated and networked data set, we can actually determine where and when bats and birds are moving across the landscape and use that information to help design locations, placements of wind turbines, which would not then be killing as many bats and birds as they are now.
Radar data is updated every 5 minutes. Researchers also have access to 20 years of archive data. Coons and postdoctoral fellow Winifred Frick at the University of California, Santa Cruz, have begun to post that data on an internet portal called SOAR, short for Surveillance of Aeroecology Using Weather Radars. Frick says SOAR is a work in progress full of surprises, like the night she logged on to watch a Texas bat cave and saw a wave of insects trapped in an air mass out front.
The air mass passed over the bat caves right at sunset. The bats come out, and they just forage right along it. It's just like a big buffet line of insects for them. So, I mean, that's behavior we've never seen before because, once again, you know, these guys are flying at night, and how are we going to observe that if we didn't have a tool like radar?
Frick wanted to know how many bats were in that cloud. At the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting in Washington, Frick explained that she posed her question to a meteorologist at the University of Oklahoma.
So, do you think we could estimate the number of bats in a bat cloud? Oh, sure. So that actually initiated this collaboration.
That collaboration set in motion an experiment that would measure radio waves reflected from a single bat, much in the same way radio waves had been calculated from a single raindrop. Knowing the density of those nightly forays, Frick says, could help advance studies in animal behavior, migration patterns, and regional biosphere responses to shifts in climate over time and space.
So we can look at a number of different sites all at once. That'll give us a really good picture about the health of these populations. And this particular species, Brazilian free-tailed bats, does an enormous job for agriculture in terms of eating agricultural crop pests.
Frick sees great promise in the use of radar to chart the biosphere and welcomes collaborators to help move the technology forward. She's also hoping that on some clear, cloudless evening, the local weather forecaster will decide to turn on the Bioscatter radar channel and report on the overhead clouds of bats. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.